at 8:45 with Omaha Public Radio. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, and with me, Stephen White, conductor of Faust. It's Gounod's Faust, a visionary epic opera, and a world stage premiere.
That's right.
Which is even better. Gotta love that. Something brand spanking new.
It's amazing, and particularly Faust, the opera that most people know, or at least have heard of, was one of the most popular operas coming all the way into the middle of the 20th century, the most performed opera in the world. And yet here at Omaha, we're doing a world premiere of it. Now, how can that possibly be? Very simply, we're going back to the original materials that the composer and his librettists had intended for the first performance. But by the time it got around to the first performance in 1859, March 19th of 1859, there had been so many wholesale changes made by the Théâtre Lyrique in Paris, that much of the music was excised. And later on, some music was added. And so what we are doing is going back to a newly restored version that has all of this music that Gounod had for his original intentions, and it's never been performed in a staged production anywhere in the world. And right here in Omaha, we are doing something very original with this great, great standard piece that that is beloved by all opera lovers, but we're doing something fresh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what could possibly be your excitement level on this?
Yeah, can you tell?
I mean, 1,000?
Exactly. I mean, just for me personally as a conductor, I mean, you look for opportunities to do new things. But to do something new with something that has already been established as great and one of the pillars of the genre it's the best of all possible worlds, because you know with a piece like this, just from the get-go, that it's going to be great music.
Sure.
Because you know much of the music. But then to do something as musicologically and scientifically and from a research standpoint new and expanding the horizons for the piece to come, and for audiences who have known the piece to take a fresh take on this, it's a very rare opportunity. I'm thrilled to death to be doing it.
So stating the obvious, if somebody's seen Faust before, you haven't seen this Faust, got to come and see it. But for you, have you done Faust before this? I'm assuming you have.
Right. And the standard version, which most people know, the biggest difference, and I'll just go right to the thrust of it, is that in this original version, there's a lot of dialogue. French dialogue, which for singers, it's a hard thing to do. We're so used to, we can learn anything if it has a tune to it. But for singers to have to do dialogue is a real challenge. But much of the action is through this dialogue, which gives a completely different kind of feel, almost a musical theater kind of aspect. That's a little bit over of simplification, but it brings a different kind of dynamic to the stage.
And a different tempo?
Well, yes, rather than being, what we're used to is we start the show and then music until the end. This has got things are framed in a different kind of way. So that in a certain sense, the musical sections, which are framed often by dialogue, have a heightened degree of expressive poignancy, if that makes sense.
It sure does.
And it's also possible, and we're achieving this, the material does, and the singers I'm working with and our director, they achieve, I think, a real humanizing and fleshing out of the characters in a way, because they actually have real interaction with each other in with the spoken language. So it's a little bit of everything, and it's really exciting.
How did the singers / actors, how did they deal with it? Were there any during rehearsal, maybe a couple of speed bumps that they weren't used to because it is so different?
Well, everything's been great. I mean, first of all, everyone's been very excited about doing this, and they've all reached out and grabbed the challenge and are doing wonderfully with it. For those who have done their specific roles before, it's like they've got muscle memory in their brain, and to try to do something slightly different, of course, is a challenge. But also, having lived with the roles in the past, they bring so much wealth of experience and knowledge, so that it's again, it's just like the overall approach to the piece. It's something known and treasured, but looking at with a new perspective. It's just anything in life that we can do that with is always, it's a rewarding way of,
sure.
of encountering.
A suitcase full of background that they're able to apply to something new.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Extremely exciting.
It really is.
With all that excitement that has gone on, the rehearsal process, has it just been a little more energized than sometimes when everybody's getting together to do something that we've
all done before? Because of the exploratory nature of what we're doing. You know, it's not that we're doing the same old, let's just move it around. And it's a new production as well. I mean, because this has never existed in a production. And Liliana, our director, has been extremely, what's the right word, open-minded and challenging at the same time to really push the limits.
That's Stephen White. He's the conductor of Faust. It opens it's April 12th and April 14th. More information at onefestivalomaha.org.